But in the four Gospels, they sometimes tell the story of Jesus a little bit differently, right? And in fact, next week, today we heard about the encounter with that Andrew had with Jesus and bringing his son, or his brother, Simon, who becomes Peter, right? You're going to hear that same story from Matthew, and it's going to sound quite a bit different. Okay? Now, does that mean that there's some historical inaccuracy? No. It means that the stories are told in ways differently because of what they're talking about. In the Gospel of John, we don't have a Christmas nativity scene, right? How does it start? This is a question on Jeopardy this past week or so. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. I would love to see a Christmas passage played out with this, right? There's no donkeys. There's no crib. It's just this cosmic Word that helped create the world. And this is who and what Gospel of John is testifying to and witnessing to. And even though John is still a character in the Gospel of John, and John does baptize, everybody knows he's John the Baptist. John's chief job in the Gospel of John is to be witness. John is the one accurate human witness to who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? The light of the world. The one who Matthew was greater than. John is a witness. A witness knows, and then John also testifies. A witness who tells who that light is. Right? A witness and testify. And in fact, and I know there's pew Bibles back in the back, but I haven't seen any of pews, but you can check me out on this, because I tell you to check me out when I start quoting scripture. Okay? Earlier in the Gospel of John, about verse 6, the first description of John is a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as witness to testify to the light so that all may believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming. John does not point to himself, but continually points beyond himself. And he said in our scripture this morning, he himself didn't know who this was going to be, right? I didn't know who this was going to be. But God said to me, when I see the Holy Spirit, like a dove, she will appear in the sanctuary, like a dove, descend, that's person. It's been sent by God to be the light of the world. John was given a purpose in his mother's womb. Isaiah talks about that. Right? I was called in my mother's womb and I was named in my mother's womb. Given a purpose. Given a reason. So what is our purpose as people who are called here by God? Because let's face it, people. What's the windshield? Minus 20? How many people come out like this on a Sunday morning? It's not. the things that I have seen. I think as Christians we need to learn to talk about that. What has God done in our lives? And how do we talk about it and share it with people who might not have the same understanding of God? Who might not view God as love, as we heard earlier? Might view God as a victim. Might view religion or our gathering together as a present kind of talk about. So I'm not a girl. I was born actually in Manchester and lived in Clapping Clock. Involved in healthcare, which I enjoyed, but I didn't have to get into icky stuff. I'd already trained as a paramedic. I did some of that icky stuff. I can handle it, except for some things. Okay. So, pharmacist, and I enjoyed working as a pharmacist. And my mother described me as a pharmacist in that. She knew I enjoyed being a pharmacist, but I was changing jobs. I worked in hospitals. I worked in community pharmacies. There was just a restlessness. And eventually, I sat in a pew in a church when I moved back to Manchester, probably at the age of, I don't know, maybe 35. And I went back to the church that I was baptized in Ryan, Iowa. And there was a pastor there. His wife went to seminary in Dubuque. And it didn't matter what the scriptures were. It didn't matter what was being heard. I kept hearing again and again, "Go serve." That message kept coming loud through the song, through the preaching, through the scriptures. Through Isaiah especially, and through the song that Bellfire was going to play today called Here I Am. Is it I? I've heard you calling in the night. That song is so familiar. So we're sitting there not here playing because we had a lot of work going on. What am I supposed to do? So I thought, okay, I'm going to change in my life. I've moved, I can become a medical missionary. But the pastor's wife said, "Hey, why don't you come with me? Come with me over to Fort Berg with you. Spend a day." And I did. And it happened. I walked into the chapel there. We had a Wednesday communion service. She took me to one class, and it was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I have no idea why. So when I was there, I started researching, and I thought, okay, there's this place, now we call it Deacon. It's called Word and Service. And as the day progressed, not only the family came in, the religious leaders came in, the community came in, the support was there. I saw God in those interactions. I saw love, support, connection, community. That's what I see here. God has called us, each of us. We're here not because we have decided to be here, but because we have heard the call of the Holy Spirit. Luther in the Catechism says, when he talks about, as the creed will be doing later, okay, the third petition. I believe I cannot come to know Jesus, my Savior, except the Holy Spirit has called me and enlightened me, just as it has called and enlightened all gathered in the church. The deacons have a place of love, a place where forgiveness is spoken, which is a word this world desperately needs to hear. A place where we might argue, where we might struggle and fight, where we struggle together to meet the challenges, and even in the midst of those things that are difficult, continue as a community of faith together. By the way, windshield factor today, right? By the Amy Bunches. By the conflict over lots of things, right? Still gathered together. That is a word for our nation today. Not easy, but we're in it together. Arguing and disagreeing. And yet there's something for you that holds us together. What is it? And what is your calling? The text from Corinthians, where Paul is addressing a community in conflict that maybe perhaps has fallen away from what it was called to be, says it all. I can testify I have been called, he says. Right? He says, from Paul, called to be, right? I can testify that I have been called by Christ. To those that are there, who have been called to be saints, brought together by God, by something bigger than themselves. Right? In every place and every time, so join with all of the saints, all of the others who have been called. Right? And then it says, I give thanks to you, to God always, because you have been graced by God. And you have been enriched. You have been enriched in witness means to have knowledge of. You have been enriched in knowledge. Testify means to speak about that knowledge. You have been enriched in speech, right? And just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, you're not lacking in a gift from God, that spiritual gift of God which allows you to speak out and testify. It allows you to continue on in this struggle. And he will strengthen you. Christ will strengthen you to the end so that you may be held blameless. And God is faithful. When you're called to be a witness, it's not about your faithfulness. It's about God's faithfulness. Because you may be like I do often. Or like Jonah does. And say, no, no way. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. Then find yourself called to be in that place. God doesn't call those who are ready. Right? God makes people ready. God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the ones that God calls. It is God who is faithful. You call to him and you call in the fellowship of Jesus Christ our Lord. You're called into this fellowship of Jesus Christ our Lord. You're called in the fellowship and the people gathered across the street over there at passing the church. Right? I've heard of that fellowship. People gathered in Waterloo. People gathered all around the world. We joined to the people. come together. We tell where we have seen God in our lives network. We share that with them one another. We teach the young ones, whether they're young chronologically in age or young in their faith walk. We teach the young ones what we have seen and grow together. That's what they call it. You're not called to the status quo. You're called to go out into those places that God has had to go. Just lost another thought that has to do.